Oh my God. Tim.
You son of a bitch!
Toxic?
Ah! Toxic.
This is disgusting.
Toxic.
Toxic.
Toxic. Toxic!
Hey, he's a sadistic bastard.
Oh yeah.
All right, let's get started. Let's see if we can't get going with episode 2 of Camping Them Softly, the Dead by Daylight podcast. And I am your host, the Toxic Teacher, trying not to mess everything up in episode 2 like I did in episode 1. If you are one of those people that goes back and listens to old episodes, you will realize I jacked up the audio like, oh my God, it was terrible. It was terrible what was going on with the audio. Episode 2, we're hoping, camping them softly. Hang on, let me start over, right? Okay, so we're hoping episode 2 of Camping Them Softly, the new Dead by Daylight podcast, is going to be far better than episode 1. Mainly because I screwed up the audio like you wouldn't believe on episode one. I sounded like I was eating the microphone. It sounded like the microphone had gone back in time by about 20 years. So I want to apologize for that. But now that we've done all of our apologies, which that's hopefully that's the only one you're going to get from me today. Who knows, though? Let's go to kind of the big news of the day. Since we talked last, actually, I think it was even before I recorded the last episode, the new chapter, Alan Wake, was announced on January 30th. So we're looking at almost 2 weeks from now, like right at 2 weeks from now, actually, now that I think about it. So looking at it, you know, things look good. It's exciting. I would say it's exciting anytime a new killer survivor released, anytime there's some big changes. And this one's got some good stuff. It's got some bad stuff, but we can go through it and kind of dig into the new patch, which is 7.5.0. So I'm going down the notes here. I'm not going to read them all because people just, you know, you kind of go to sleep if somebody is just reading them word for word. So basically the first one is the field of view, which, you know, Lightborn gave you a bigger field of view than you would normally have. And a lot of people were playing with the field of view settings due to like motion sickness, or they thought it helped them out in some way. So the first feature is that the field of view is going to now be a slider by default in the menus. You'll be able to slide that and change your field of view, which should help with those accessibility, the motion sickness and things like that. Hopefully it does for people. That would be a big win in terms of the accessibility of the game, right? Because one of my buddies, he actually had mentioned having that issue whenever he plays first person shooters. And I don't know if this would be a fix, but maybe. So they have changed because of that. Shadowborn would no longer be effective at all as a perk. So they did change Shadowborn to where whenever you are blinded, you gain 6, 8, or 10% haste for 10 seconds, which other people have said this doesn't seem like a whole lot of time. Maybe if they made it longer, that would be a good thing. But for only 10 seconds, I don't know if that 10 seconds begins whenever the blindedness ends, or if that starts like the moment, like the game registers you as being blinded. If it does that, that's even worse. For monitor and abuse, see, it says while in a chase, your terror radius is increased by 8 meters, otherwise decreased by 8 meters. Field of view was removed. Like they, you know, they had a field of view part to that. They just took it out. Okay, whatever. You know, no big deal. They're doing the gen regression, which we talked about, you know, that I'm not going to go deep into that, into the gen regression, but the one thing I do want to talk about are how it affects some of the perks, which the early videos I saw and the early analysis I looked at didn't go into, you know, how does a perk that causes a lot of regression. How does that play into my 8 regression events? Because, you know, you can only kick a generator 8 times or have 8 regression events, whatever that is, some combination of kicking and perks and stuff. So if we go into like the main questions people had, one of them was Hex Ruin. It says all generators are affected by Hex Ruin. While it is not being repaired, it will immediately regress repair progress at 50, 75, 100% of the normal regression speed. It says it no longer deactivates when a survivor is killed. Now, I don't... Does that just cause one regression event? Because it's still not... It's still... It says all generators are affected by Hex Ruin. Does that mean that whenever someone stops, that is a regression event? So all I would have to do if the killer is not on me is to, you know, let's repair it a little bit, stop, repair it a little bit, stop, repair it a little bit, stop, which there is a certain amount of time I would have to look. You know, you're going to lose 5% if they kick it. Let's see, you have to repair 5% to stop it from regressing. So you have to repair 5%, stop. Hex is going to do its thing. Ruin's going to do its thing. Start 5% up again. It's going to do its thing. Could you conceivably do that 8 times? I don't know. That's a good question on my part. Let's see. Overcharge, only the initiating kick counts as a regression event. So if you kick it, it counts as a regression event. Whenever, if they fail that skill check, it doesn't cause a second one. Oppression only causes a regression event on the generator that was kicked. That's a really big one, because, you know, oppression affects more than just a generator you kick. It causes others to regress. So it's not going to mess with all of them. Which is cool. Given that I'm a survivor main and I have a heavy, deep, nasty, sickening, and almost sexual hatred of all survivors, it's important that we look at the new survivor, Alan Wake, and see what he's got going on. I know we're all really shocked that Alan Wake was the next intellectual property, and I'm going to get into that here in a second, but I too was shocked. That was the wrong sound alert. I expected a gasp, and that was more like a romantic, like me and Alan Wake type thing. But anyway, let's go into his perks just a little bit. The first one we've got is Champion of Light. It says while you're holding a flashlight, this perk activates. While you're shining, you have 50% haste. When you blind the killer, they get 20% hindered for 6 seconds. Good Lord. So, oh my God. Okay. Lightborn's going to become my best friend. And so is friends till the, or not friends till the end. Was it two can play or whatever? The Chucky perk where if you get blinded, you're going to need to bring, especially once 7.5 hits. My prediction is you're going to need to bring Lightborn frequently, unless you want to deal with survivors blinding you. And then miraculously, they put it on YouTube, right? Because if they blind somebody, it's got to go on YouTube. Like even the most simple blinding event. Like even if you let them, they put it on YouTube like it's the best thing they've ever done. Mom, look at me. I've blinded a killer. I need you to see it. Follow me, Mom, and subscribe. Yeah, that's the YouTube thing. Subscribe and watch me blind this killer with these perks that make it incredibly easy to do. Oh my God. I don't even like that. Okay, so you've got the Duller Hex Totem. It's called Boon Illumination. So you can create a Boon Totem. Chimes ring out. Survivors see the aura of all chests and generators in blue in this aura. If you have a lit Boon Totem, you cleanse or bless totems 6, 8, 10% faster. You can only bless one totem at a time. I don't know that this is a big deal. The one thing is if you light that boon, you can cleanse totems easier. So if a killer runs a hex perk, maybe that, you know, I don't know. That's my first thought on that. Deadline activates when you're injured. Skill checks appear more frequently. That's 6, 8, 10%. when repairing or healing and appear in random places, the penalty for missing a skill check is reduced by 50%. Now, this could be good with a couple of different perks, and I cannot remember the names off the top of my head. The first one I think of is the one that I think it's a Gabriel perk where if you get five great skill checks, you get full charges on your toolbox. So that may be one use for it. I'm trying to think of other ones that might necessitate, like, you know, the more skill checks you have, the better. It's just not coming to my mind. But if you are good at skill checks, boom, you know, this might be a good perk for you. I don't know if it's worth the spot, but that's the thing. So Champion of Light's going to be the biggest one, I think, and that's going to make annoying survivors even more annoying. And it's going to make Lightborn even more crucial to have in a lot of situations. I see more and more survivors running flashlights. I don't know if that's a new thing, but it seemed like for a while there, I wasn't seeing it too often. Maybe some perks have come along or something has come along that makes them want to do that. And you know, if you see four with flashlights, it's going to be a long match unless you bring Lightborn or unless you're fine with being blinded a bit. I am not, for one, so I will be bringing Lightborn. I would suggest for some of the killers, the Hillbilly, Sadako, you know, I'm trying to think mainly the Hillbilly, but Sadako also, I would go to Aughts and watch his videos on that. There's nothing I can say that he hasn't already said or he hasn't already said better. Trying to look through the notes now to see if there's any other, I mean, there's bug fixes that you know, didn't really notice anyway. Grim Embrace looks like it may get a bump because every time you hook, it says, okay, each time a survivor is hooked, gain a token. When you leave a 16 meter range of that hook, it blocks all the generators for anywhere from 8, 10 to 12 seconds. Once you have gotten four tokens, so that's when they are hooked for the first time. So you have to hook each one time. So once that happens, when you leave that 16 meter range, the entity blocks all gens for 40 seconds. So that's crazy madness. Could you combine this with Ruin? And if you can get those first four, the gens are stuck for 40 seconds and then they are also regressing at that point. That would be crazy if that worked that way. I find that very interesting, and it might be worth checking into, see what everybody's saying about that. If I prepared more for these podcasts, maybe I would have that information handy. I do suck, yes. Okay, let me see anything here. So people in the chat, I'm just going down. I'm going to read Reddit for you. So Deadline seems really fun. Another perk for hyper-focus plus stakeout. This boon seems like a Pentimento counter. You can bless quicker as the bless cleanse speed bonus is map-wide. Mix that with the cleansing speed perks and might seem useful as an anti-hex build. That's what I just said, dummy. Overzealous is heavily blah 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 blah. I'm wanting some like toxic survivor. Show me the Champion of Light. Okay, this is, yeah, okay, a lot of people. Oh my god, background player plus Champion of Light. Think about that. Background player 200% speed plus Champion of Light. You're going, oh my god, dude. Yeah, that's bring build to last and you get two uses out of your flashlight with a full battery. Good night. Lightborn meta. Okay, so see, here's where I come in. I'm sure Lightborn will be used a lot once he's released because everyone will be using this perk, but I'm sure it'll die down once the new factor wears off. Yeah, that is nasty. Okay, anyway, that's kind of what I wanted to get into. This is going to be a shorter one. I haven't quite gotten into the deep stuff in the podcast. Mainly the first thing I wanted to do is just get a few episodes recorded, get them uploaded. Let's test some sound, see how that works. and then kind of see where it goes from there. You know, we're looking, hopefully, I would like for there to be guests, maybe some kind of back and forth, even getting questions, things like that, comments from viewers or listeners or players or anybody. That would be great, you know, to kind of get that interaction with the larger community. So we're going to work on some advertising, I guess, put on our marketing caps and try to get the name of the podcast out there. Cause as of right now, all it is just uploading the videos on the YouTube channel, The Toxic Teacher, also Camping Them Softly podcast on YouTube. And then also on the socials, Toxic Teacher TTV, on basically all of them. That's my streaming. And then also Camping Them Softly is going to have its own, you know, coming up here pretty shortly. In terms of what's going on in Dead by Daylight, I'm just, you know, working through all of the challenges, all of the tomes, which is proven to be a pretty daunting task. There are some that are easy, and then there are some that I'm just like, I don't want to do this on stream, or I don't want to do it at all. You know, you have those two things. So it's in the Survivor ones also, because I am not a big Survivor player. I do play every once in a while. Friends will want to play, but I can't. I'm a killer main. So whenever I'm a Survivor, obviously the first thing I'm going to do is go up to a hook myself and then die. So it makes all other Survivors' jobs more difficult, because that's what killer mains do, right? Even when they're playing Survivor, they are going to be killer mains. So, one thing, Spuck McDuck on Reddit has a good one. He said, good news, everyone. You can take Shadowborn off as a permanent fourth perk. Now you have to use Lightborn as a permanent fourth perk, which is exactly correct. It's going to be, you would have to. Yeah, somebody like a cannibal says, my exact thoughts, LMAO, that shit is OP as fuck. Also removing Earl Benz from Wesker is awful. Some parts of this patch suck ass. Earl Benz, whatever. I say killers need anything they can get, dude. We have, and I'm jumping on a bandwagon. Podcast is going to get a little bit longer now, brother. The thing is that we have had, as killer mains, we've been persecuted for so, so long that we're given a morsel, right? We're given the scraps. We're given one small thing and survivors freak out, right? And they are a larger part of the player base than killer mains. So that's, you know, they've got more say, right? They've got the numbers. Although we've seen in other games what happens if you have a side that's just very, very unhappy, is that can kill the game. I don't, with Dead by Daylight, that probably not going to be the case, but it just, as a killer main, things have been rough, right? It's not always easy to deal with entitled sons of guns. Let's say that. Wait. Hang on, I've got my soundboard. I could just do this. Entitled. There we go. Dealing with that all day, every day, on Facebook, on Reddit, on any kind of media that you're on. That's all you see, is the complaining constantly by survivors. It gets old. And then also pair that with the fact that they get the things that we don't get. And I'm not saying that out of like, oh, it's not fair. Oh, it's not fair. I'm saying it out of, you know, it's kind of ridiculous, right? It's kind of like first world problems, I would say, like survivor problems, survivor main problems, I guess is what we could call that. Survivor main problems. I like that. I think I'm going to use that. What do you think, crowd? And I can just choose what the crowd does. Let's see, they love it, so I love it. Anyway, I think that might be about it for this episode. I kind of went on a rant there, and I do want to get into kind of the analysis of what's going on with Champion of Light when it comes out. I think that's going to be a problem. Enough killers should run Lightborn enough to kind of maybe undo a lot of that mess. Especially, I also want to see a background player. Also, do you get the 200% plus the 50% that you would get with Champion of Light? I don't even know, but yeah. I don't know. I'm not thrilled overall about the 7.5 update. I'm looking through it again. I'm not seeing anything that really just jumps out and makes me say, oh my God, this is going to be the best thing ever for us killer mains. There's just not a lot of, and not a lot to be excited about. Okay, we get a new survivor, which is cool. Like, you know, put a what is that, plot twist on them? Is it plot twist? The one where they, no, plot twist is the one where they fall down. No, it is plot twist, I believe. Yes, the one where he screams constantly, so you could just have Alan Wake screaming for an entire match. And then if the killer runs like Alien Instinct or something like that, it's just kind of constant Alan Wake, which is better than, you know, the true hell that would be a Feng Min with the same perk, because that's god awful. Yeah, so that's it. I hope you guys enjoy it. Like, that's one of my biggest things. I want people to enjoy the podcast, enjoy coming by, listening, following, watching. And if there's anything you guys have in terms of comments, complaints, suggestions, unless you're a survivor main, if you are, you could just listen and keep your mouth shut. But if you have valuable input, like most killer mains do, please leave it. Please, you know, do all the, what is it, the 5 stars, the likes and all of that stuff. Subscribe, social media. You see it if you're watching the video on either Toxic Teacher, The Toxic Teacher, or Camping Them Softly. You will see all my socials on there. Follow me. You know, let me know. Come by. Say hello. I stream Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday, usually around 7, 8 Central Time to whenever I get tired. And then I also record this afterwards. So, again, appreciate everything. Thank you for coming by. Next episode, we should have up, you know, we'll have this one up probably on Thursday, which would be the 18th. And then the next one should come the next week after that. I think we're going to shoot for a Thursday release on the podcasts. So anyway, also tear me apart. If there's something you didn't like, if the audio sucks, if the mixing sucked, whatever, please let me know. And we'll do what we can to get that fixed. I know I'm still going, but I had tried one of those AI podcast editors and it sucked ass. So AI is still not there yet. And we'll see what we can do. I had to do it the old fashioned way. I'm putting it in DaVinci Resolve, even though that's a video editing program. I'm throwing it in there, doing all this, you know, the ducking and all of that stuff with the music myself. So anyway, that's beside the point. That's a little inside baseball. So thank you guys for coming by again. Find me on all the socials. Leave your 5 stars, comments, all that stuff. I appreciate it. If you're interested in being a guest, please reach out. We can arrange a time. We can find something to talk about for, you know, 30 minutes, an hour, 2, 4, 6, 8, whatever, however long it takes to talk about survivor mains and all of the issues and problems that we have with them, of which there are legion. So anyway, thank you guys for coming by, whether it's video or audio, and we will talk to you next time. And this is where some cool outro music's going to play. See, I'm going to put that all in like afterward for the audio, but you guys on the video are not seeing that. So anyway, thanks. Talk to you later. Bye.
That's toxic. You son of a bitch.
Toxic.
Toxic.
This is disgusting.
Toxic.
Toxic.
Toxic. Toxic.
Hey, he's a sadistic bastard.
Oh, yeah.